Hello everyone, we want to bring greetings to the Cornerstone Church in Singapore. We're very glad of the opportunity to join with you for your Bible study. And we want to thank Dr. Ferguson for the very kind invitation to minister the word of the Lord to you. Your pastor, Dr. Ferguson, preached for us at a Sabbath morning service a couple of weeks ago. And we can assure you that his ministry was a great blessing, a great encouragement to the congregation. We enjoyed his visit. We were glad of the opportunity to renew fellowship with him. We've known him for many years. When his dad was the minister down in Kilkeel, and when Dr. Ferguson was still just a young boy, we got to know him at that stage. And we've been encouraged to follow how the Lord has guided his life and how the Lord has blessed his ministry and is blessing his ministry out there in Singapore. We want to assure you of our prayers, and our earnest prayer is that the Lord will use his servant there in an even greater way in coming days and in coming years, and that his ministry will continue to be a great blessing and even a greater blessing amongst you. We want to encourage you to turn in the scriptures. We're turning to the book of Psalms for our Bible study. We're in the 55th Psalm, Psalm 55. We're going to read just the closing section of that Psalm, beginning at verse 16. And we'll read the verses down to the end. So it's Psalm 55, the 16th verse. And let us hear the word of the Lord. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. So closing our reading at the end of the psalm, and we pray the Lord will add his blessing to this, the public reading of his word. It's the 22nd verse, especially, the verse 22 in our reading, towards the end of this psalm. So it's Psalm 55, verse 22, that we want to take as our text, to focus our thoughts and our Bible study upon. The words there are, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Think especially of those words at the beginning of the verse. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. The subject that I want to speak upon for a few minutes, and I pray it will be a help and an encouragement to your heart and soul. I want to speak upon the subject of the burdens of the believer. The fact, brethren and sisters, is that Christians do have burdens. This world, this life in which we're found, is a world and a life of burden bearing. And those burdens at times can be many, and also at times in our experience they can be very, very heavy indeed. the burdens of life, well, they come from all aspects of life. Sometimes they come from the home and the family. Sometimes the burdens come from work and the business. At other times we experience burdens because of sickness, ill health, and also bereavement, the loss of those who are near and dear to us. At other times in life, we experience heavy burdens because of broken relationships and all of the pain that can go with those. And in addition to that, there are many burdens in connection with the work of God itself. You remember the Apostle Paul spoke about the care of all the churches. He was referring to the responsibility, the burden of responsibility that comes upon those who are leaders in the work of God. So burdens come from all aspects of life. What I want you to see as we come to this psalm in our Bible study is that David had a burden. And that's something that should encourage your heart as you think of that. Sometimes when we think of those that we read about in the scriptures, we imagine that they were on an entirely different spiritual plane from us. They never experienced all the struggles and all the burdens and all the difficulties of life that we have to encounter. But here we learn for our encouragement that David had a burden. The burden that David experienced at this time came from the fact that his own son, Absalom, had rebelled against him. And one of his closest friends and advisors, Ahithophel, had betrayed him. So that's the historical setting in which this psalm was written. David had a burden. He was wounded in the house of his friends. I want you to think, in those occasions in life when we're carrying a heavy burden, think of what we're tempted to do. What we're tempted for our reaction to those circumstances to be. Sometimes we're tempted to carry the burden ourselves. But we have to learn that we don't have the strength or the power to be able to do that. Sometimes we're tempted to quit. We want to give up in the Christian life. We want to give up in the work of God. Sometimes we're tempted to complain all too easily as the people of God. We murmur and we can complain. You read in the scriptures, especially in the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel, and who can complain like the people of God? At other times, when the burdens are heavy, we're tempted to run away completely. You think of what we're told there in the sixth verse. The psalmist said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest." So sometimes we want to run away from all the circumstances through which we're passing. There's other times when the burdens are heavy that we feel just like Elijah did under the juniper tree. We wish for ourselves that we could die. "It's enough, O Lord, take away my life." And at other times when we carry heavy burdens, we are tempted to wish evil upon those that we think are responsible for our circumstances. So I want you to see that those are the things that often we're tempted to do when we find ourselves in such situations when the burdens of life are very heavy. And maybe you have been tempted to do one or several, perhaps all of the things that I have just outlined. But let me stress to you, brethren and sisters, that is what not to do with your burdens. That's what not to do when you're passing through such a time in your life. Today, what I want you to think about, what I want to encourage you to consider, is what you should do with life's burdens. In fact, what you're commanded to do with life's burdens in the scriptures, and especially here in the words of our text. So let me say to you, if you have a heavy burden weighing down upon your heart at this time, maybe it's a burden that few, maybe no one else knows anything about. Maybe you're being crushed under the weight of that burden. It's so heavy as it rests upon you. I want you to see, brethren and sisters, But this text gives us the answer. This text tells you what to do with that burden. It teaches you how to cope, how to deal with those circumstances and those situations in your life. The first thing I want you to notice as we consider what to do with life's burdens, I want you to notice that we're to consider the burden as from the Lord. You think of the words of the text that says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. That word burden is a very interesting word. It literally means a gift. And I want you to think of that. I want you to note that. If you have a Bible with a margin, it gives there the alternative reading. And you'll see that the word gift is found in the margin. So the verse can be read, cast thy gift upon the Lord. Or literally, that which he hath given thee. It's not very interesting. You might even think it's strange. I wonder, did you ever see that truth before? I want you to consider it just like this. That trial that you're passing through, that disappointment that you've experienced, that difficulty that you're encountering, that challenge that is before you, that loss that you have sustained, it is from the Lord. His hand is in it. He is the one that has allowed it to take place. He is the one that has permitted it. It's not fate. It's not bad luck. It's not a curse. The Lord, in his great and infinite wisdom, has bestowed that matter upon you. And that, brethren and sisters, changes the situation completely. If we were to look at every situation like that, it would change the way that we look at life as a whole. Now, I know that automatically you will ask me the question, why? That's the natural reaction in such a situation. Why? Why would the Lord allow that? Why would the Lord want me to have such a heavy burden? Why would the Lord want me to pass through such trying circumstances? Well, let me remind you, brethren and sisters, that we don't have all the answers to life's problems and to life's difficulties. It's good to see that, to acknowledge it, to understand it. The Lord doesn't always tell us the reason why he allows certain things to take place. Let me point out that there is a better question. The natural question, the question why. The better question for the Christian to ask is the question what. What is it, Lord, that you want to teach me? What is it that you want me to see in this situation in which we're found? But automatically we ask the question, why? And the Lord doesn't always tell us the reason why. The scriptures teach the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. You have secrets that you don't tell to many people, maybe don't tell to anyone else. Well, the Lord has secrets as well that he hasn't revealed to us in this world. There's certain things that the Lord will only reveal to us in eternity. You remember what Paul said to the Corinthians? Now we see through a glass darkly. The vision that we have of circumstances, the vision that we have of life, the focus that we have at this time, it's not as clear, it's not as full as it's going to be in the glory land. Do you remember what the Savior said? What I do, their sovereignty. We have to acknowledge the sovereignty of God in our lives and all that happens. What I do, thou knowest not now. There's mystery. There's a veil over some of the circumstances in our lives. But he says, thou shalt know hereafter. There's eternity. There's an old gospel hymn that says, we'll talk it over in the by and by. I'll ask the reason, and the Lord will tell me why when we talk it over in the by and by. So there's things we're not going to know, men and women, in this world and in this life. We don't have all the answers. Even as pastors, it's good for us to acknowledge that. But I can suggest to you some reasons why the Lord might give you a heavy burden to carry. One reason is to do with your walk. Maybe you're not walking as close to the Lord as you should. The hymn writer said, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. One picture of the Christian, the believer in the Bible, is that of the sheep. And remember that sheep are prone to wander away. And maybe that's what's been happening in your life. And the Lord wants to bring you back to himself. And that burden that the Lord has allowed, well, that has caused you to cast yourself upon the Lord, perhaps in the place of prayer, in a way that you haven't done for a very long time. David said in another psalm, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now that the afflictions have come upon me, now that I'm experiencing them, now have I kept thy word. And perhaps you were going astray, stepping out of the Lord's will. And that's why the Lord gave you that burden. He's bringing you back to the place where you have to cast yourself upon him. Mr. Spurgeon said that anything that causes us to pray more is a blessing. We think of the circumstances as a burden. But if it's bringing us to the place where we're spending more time at the throne of grace in prayer, that's not a burden. That's a blessing. Another reason why the Lord might give you a burden is because of your worth. He wants to show your worth to him. I had a younger brother who was disabled from birth. He died when he was just 17 years of age. Someone told my mother during the years that my younger brother was growing up, the Lord only gave disabled children to special people. Well, that's a very interesting statement. Certainly interesting to consider, interesting to discuss. But I can say this to you, men and women, for sure. The Lord only gives his burdens to special people. That burden that you're carrying, that indicates your worth, that indicates your value to the Lord. It's an indication of how precious you are in his sight. Let me remind you that this burden is a gift, and you need to view it like that. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your focus. And the Lord is like us. He only gives his gifts to those who are special. He only gives his gifts to special people. If you think of Christmas, birthdays, you just give gifts to those who are special to you. And the Lord is the same. Why did the Lord allow the devil to afflict Job? You think of the very heavy burden that Job had to carry at that time of fiery trial. Why did the Lord allow that? Well, it's because Job was special. It's because the Lord could trust his servant Job in those circumstances. Do you remember what the New Testament teaches? It's whom the Lord loveth that he chasteneth. So that burden that you're carrying, it's a revelation. It's a revelation that reveals the fact that the Lord loves you. He has a deep love for you, believer. And I want you to be encouraged by that truth. So these are just some suggestions, some reasons why the Lord might give you a burden to carry. But remember what Paul said in Romans 8, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So whatever the reason that the Lord has in doing it, you can be sure of this. It's for your good. It's for your spiritual good, for your spiritual development, and for your spiritual maturity. Do you remember what Paul said as well to the Corinthian believers in his second letter? He spoke about our light affliction. We think the burdens are heavy. He says it's light. You see, you have to see it in the light of eternity. It worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So think of the burdens of life in the light of eternity. We think that it's heavy. He says it's light. And it's working for us. It's not working against us. Get a hold of that truth today. Working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So the first thing you have to do when you want to learn the right attitude, the right response for us as a Christian to the burdens of life, you need to consider that burden as from the Lord. The second thing I'll emphasize is that you need to cast the burden upon the Lord. That's the exhortation of the text. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. As a child, I grew up on a farm. There was a lot of burdens to carry on the farm. There were buckets and barrels, milk cans. There were bags of meal for the cattle and the sheep and so on, and the pigs. There were bales of hay and straw and so on as well. And as a child, there were times that those burdens were too heavy for me. There were times that I was beaten. I couldn't lift them or I couldn't carry them any further. And I needed someone else to come along and help, someone else to come and carry the burdens for me. More often than not, that person was my father, my dad. In his prime, he was a very strong man. And brethren and sisters, the lesson is this. We can't, but he can. We can't carry the burdens of life in our own strength, but our heavenly Father can. Remember, he's the Almighty. He's the Lord God Omnipotent. There's absolutely no limits to the power of our God. And the message of the psalmist here is, take your burden to the Lord. That's what we all need to do, and that's what I want to encourage you to do in the message that we're bringing from the Scriptures to your hearts today. Keep in mind, he is the great burden bearer. He upholds all things. At this very moment, he's upholding this vast universe in which we're found. And what is my little burden in comparison to the weight and the responsibility of this great universe? Do you remember what the Saviour said to us? Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Maybe those words describe you today. You're heavy laden. Well, think of the invitation. The Saviour says, come unto me. Come to the Lord with your burden. That, brethren and sisters, is a promise for the saint as well as for the sinner. So I exhort you again. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord with your burden. There's a lovely little book that you can buy. You can probably only get it now in second-hand bookshops. It's the notes from D.L. Moody's Bible. He was a great student of the Word. As he studied the Scriptures, he would make very profitable notes, write down little gems in the margin of his Bible. They were all put together and printed in a very profitable little volume. And just beside Psalm 55, verse 22, Mr. Moody, the note that he had written was that the word here, cast, literally means to roll your burden on the Lord. And isn't that what you do when something is too heavy to lift, too heavy to carry? You roll it to where you want it to go. Again, if you think of the farm, another one of the jobs we had as we grew up was gathering stones when the fields were being ploughed, when the soil was being broken up in preparation for the sowing of the seed. There were stones that would come up to the surface, some of them quite large. They all had to be gathered. That wasn't a very pleasant task. Some of those stones were too heavy for us to lift and to carry. So we would roll them to where we wanted them to go. Maybe into a link box. That was a metal box on the back of the tractor. Maybe roll them into the digger bucket. So I want to encourage you, brethren and sisters, roll your burden. That heavy, crushing burden, you roll it on to the Lord today. That's what he's encouraging you to do here in this text. Cast thy burden, roll thy burden on the Lord. You ask, how do we do that as Christians? Well, we do it by prayer. I want to encourage you to pray. We need to pray, brethren and sisters, about everything. You need to pray about your burden. Wonder if you've done that? Did you think of doing that? You need to pray about those difficult circumstances. You know, that's one reason why many Christians are always burdened. That they don't pray. They don't pray about the situation in which they're found. They don't come to the prayer meeting in order to cast all their cares upon the Lord. You think of Joseph Scriven's lovely hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. There's words in that hymn that says, are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to
the Lord in prayer. So that's what we want to encourage you to do with your burden. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and you cast it upon him at the throne of grace as you seek his face in prayer. There's one other thing I want to emphasize as you think of the burdens of life, the burdens of the believer, what to do with life's burdens. And that is, carry the burden with the Lord. Notice the words of the text. It says, he will sustain thee. Isn't that interesting? The Lord doesn't say that he will take the burden away. Didn't Paul learn that? The scriptures tell us, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he besought the Lord thrice or three times that his thorn in the flesh might depart from him. But the Lord didn't answer the prayer the way Paul wanted. The Lord didn't take away that affliction, didn't take away the thorn. The Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. So the Lord doesn't always take the burden away, brethren and sisters. That's what we want. That's what we long for, what we expect, what we plead for at the throne of grace. But we learn here there are times that we still have to carry the burden. And maybe that's what the Lord wants you to do. Maybe that's the lesson the Lord wants you to learn at this time. And if it is, there's no need to be afraid. And there's no need to despair. Because you won't have to do it on your own. And you won't have to do it in your own strength. You've tried that already. And you've failed. Notice carefully what the text says. What the Lord's teaching us here. It says, he will sustain thee. And brethren and sisters, that makes all the difference. What you need to do at this time is get your eyes on the Lord. Lift your eyes from yourself and from your circumstances and get your eyes on the Lord, because he will give you the strength and the power that is needed this day and every other day that he has for you to live upon this earth. There's a great promise in Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee. Notice the word uphold. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Maybe you're asking today, how can I go on? How can I face the future? How will I be able to face the hospital, that procedure, that operation? How will I be able to handle the problems that I'm passing through and having to deal with at this time in my life? Well, here's the answer, brethren and sisters. Because the Lord's going to strengthen you. The Lord's going to help you. The Lord's going to uphold you every step of the way. You think of that word uphold. It gives the idea of someone that's ready to stumble and fall. Well, the Lord was going to put his hand under you, his right hand, that almighty hand of his, and he's going to uphold you through these days. In the Old Testament, the blessing on the tribes is given twice. In the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses was bestowing his blessing upon the tribes, and especially I want you to think of what he said about the tribe of Asher. We're told the words that he used were, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And what a great encouragement, what a great assurance, promise that is for us, believer. The meaning of those words, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, that means that God will give you the strength to match the type of days that you're passing through. God will give you the strength to be able to bear the cross that you have to carry. And I want you to be encouraged by that. He will give you the strength that you need. And let me take that even a step further. Because at times in the Christian life, the Lord comes and carries us as his people through the most difficult periods of our earthly pilgrimage. There was an English evangelist by the name of Henry Moorhouse. He was a friend and contemporary of D.L. Moody. Henry Moorhouse had a little daughter called Minnie. She was disabled. And one day, Henry Moorhouse came home. He had bought his wife a gift. He had had the gift
nicely parcelled up. It was presented in just a lovely package. And whenever he came in with the package in his hand, his daughter, her little daughter Minnie, got very excited about it. And she wanted to carry this present, this package, to her mum. Well, Henry looked at her and said, "Minnie, you can't carry yourself. So how are you going to carry the package?" Well, of course, she had it all worked out. She said, "Papa, you give me the package and I will carry it. And then you can carry me." Isn't that lovely? And you know, brethren and sisters, at times that's what happens in the Christian life. We carry the burdens. But the Lord doesn't leave us to carry the burdens ourselves. The Lord comes along himself, and then he lifts and he carries us through that very trying time. You think again of what the Lord said through his servant Isaiah. He said, "And even to your old age," think of that, right to the end of life's journey, "even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs," H-O-A-R, that's the old white, grey, silvery hairs, "even to hoar hairs will I carry you." Think of the words, "I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." So the Lord carries us through those difficult times. You may be familiar with that lovely story of the footprints of faith. It tells of a Christian at the end of life's journey looking back across the sands of their life. And they became a little troubled because they noticed that at the most difficult periods in their life there was only one set of footprints. And as they looked back and they thought about that, they felt that at those times the Lord had left them, the Lord had forsaken them. But the Lord had to point out, "No, my child, I didn't leave you. I didn't forsake you. The one set of footprints through those most difficult periods show that I came and I lifted you and I carried you." So be encouraged by that. The Lord carries his people through the periods of trial. And he'll carry you as well, my brother and my sister. And I want you to be blessed and encouraged by that knowledge today. So carry the burden with the Lord. So here's a little, brethren and sisters, of what David teaches us from his own very difficult and bitter experience of what to do with life's burdens. Consider the burden as from the Lord. Cast the burden upon the Lord. And carry the burden with the Lord. Let me just say this to you in conclusion. The heaviest burden in this world, the heaviest burden in this life, is the burden of sin. And I wonder, is that your burden today? Maybe you're still unsaved, still out of Christ. You have no hope for eternity. It's not well with your soul. Do you remember Pilgrim in John Bunyan's great story, the great allegory, Pilgrim's Progress? Well, Pilgrim had a burden on his back. It was the burden of his sin, the heavy burden of his guilt. But remember, men and women, that he lost the burden at the cross of Christ. And I want to urge you today, if you're out of Christ, you need to get to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to get there by faith and put your trust in Jesus Christ and in his finished sacrifice, his all-sufficient work and sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. So let me encourage you, if you're still not saved, to cast the burden of your sin upon the Lord today and be saved. There's that lovely gospel hymn we often sing, "Burdens are lifted at Calvary." And the burden of your sin, that's the only place where the burden of your sin can be lifted and can be taken away. So what to do with life's burden? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Again, we're thankful for the opportunity to be able to minister the word of the Lord to you. We remember you there as a congregation in Singapore. Pray the Lord will watch over you in these very difficult days of lockdown. We pray that very soon you'll be able to meet together as a congregation, that the Lord will lead you on with himself, and that he'll lead you on as a congregation
to greater days of blessing. And we pray that this message will be a help and an encouragement to your heart and soul today. Let's have a little word of prayer as we finish. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the blessing of the scriptures, this book that's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We pray that you'll bless your word as it goes forth today. We pray that you'll use it. We ask you to break the bread of life. We remember the Cornerstone Church in Singapore. We thank you, Father, for the ministry of the congregation there. We thank you for your servant, Dr. Ferguson. Strengthen his hands. Make him a channel of blessing. Give him many souls there in Singapore. We pray that you'll lead the congregation on from strength to strength. We pray that there'll be a mighty soul-winning congregation. But we want to ask, Father, just that you'll use the message, use our study of your word, even to the encouragement of the hearts of God's people in these very difficult days in which we're found. So hear and answer these, our cries. And now may the blessing of the triune God, the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.